After my rebirth, the first thing I did was replace all of my husband Declan Sullivan's underwear with black ones. In my previous life, my brother Emmett Nelson's wife Camila Carter had an affair behind his back. When I discovered the truth and told Emmett, Camila accused me first. Worse still, she somehow found two pairs of black underwear in my room that didn't belong to Declan. I tried to explain, but Declan slapped me across the face without hesitation and lashed out at me verbally. Emmett looked at me with hatred in his eyes. I always knew you disliked Camila ever since the day she married me. But I never imagined you'd be so disgusting as to bring your affair partner home and then accuse Camila. In the end, Emmett announced he was cutting ties with me, and Declan filed for divorce. In my despair, I walked out and was instantly killed by a truck. When I opened my eyes again, I had returned to the day Camila was having her affair at home. The sounds coming from the second floor bedroom were like needles, constantly piercing my nerves. I rubbed my throbbing temples, feeling the dull ache as I looked around the familiar scenes of the villa. I really had been reborn. I stared at the room upstairs where the intimate sounds were coming from, my eyes bloodshot. Damn, Camila! She brought another man home, yet accused me. In my previous life, I had forgotten some company documents at home and called a taxi to retrieve them, only to accidentally witness Camila having an affair. I immediately called Emmett, but when he rushed back, Camila accused me first. I tried to explain, but she somehow found two pairs of black underwear in my room that didn't belong to Declan. Because of those two pairs of underwear, I was branded as the cheater. Emmett decided to cut ties with me, and Declan immediately filed for divorce. In my despair, I wandered out of the house in a daze and was instantly killed by a truck. This time, I would make Camila pay. With this in mind, instead of foolishly calling Emmett like before, I went straight to the nearest supermarket and bought two pairs of men's black underwear. After my purchase, I returned to the villa. When I pushed open the door, Camila had just finished showering and was sitting on the sofa wrapped in a towel, watching TV. Seeing me, she was visibly startled. Emma, why are you home so early today? Usually, I would work at the company until 8 or 9, but today I was home before 6. Camila seemed flustered, especially when I stared directly at her neck. The reddish and purplish marks on her neck betrayed what had just happened. Oh, there wasn't much going on at the company today, so I left right at closing time, I replied flatly. Camila nodded awkwardly. I see. Noticing my gaze still fixed on her neck, she hurried upstairs and changed into a turtleneck sweater. Around 7, Declan and Emmett returned home one after another. Emma, I want to quit my job, Emmett said tentatively while eating. In my previous life, he had also brought up quitting at this time, saying he wasn't happy at the company. After our parents died, he became my only family, so I arranged for him to work at my company. But shortly after my death, he and Camila joined forces to take over my business, turning him into a successful entrepreneur. Fine, go ahead and quit, I said casually. Hearing this, Camila's face showed a hint of smugness, and she exchanged glances with Emmett. Emmett said, Emma, no matter where else I work, no one appreciates my talent like you do. So maybe. Before he could finish, I put down my fork coldly and interrupted, maybe you should go beg on the streets. Emmett's face immediately darkened. What kind of talk is that? Emmett is actually thinking of you. How can a woman like you manage such a big company with only Declan's help? You need more men to help you run it properly, Camila said while peeling a shrimp for me. But remembering her intimate moments in bed earlier, even this shrimp made my stomach turn with disgust. My company isn't short on staff right now, I responded coldly, shutting down all their subsequent arguments with that one sentence. Emmett angrily threw down his fork and walked away. In the past, I would have definitely chased after him to make amends. But now, living a second life, I wouldn't do that anymore. The next day happened to be Emmett's birthday. Declan and I took the day off to rest at home. When Emmett saw me, his anger from last night clearly hadn't subsided, and his face showed displeasure. During breakfast, Emmett deliberately ignored me. That suited me just fine, as I couldn't be bothered to deal with him either. As we were finishing breakfast, Emmett finally couldn't help but ask, Emma, it's my birthday tonight. What gift are you planning to give me? As soon as he spoke, Camila, who was standing nearby, also showed a curious expression. Every year on Emmett's birthday, I not only prepared a birthday gift for him, but also gave Camila an expensive present. I said, I've prepared a surprise for both of you. You'll find out soon enough. Emmett grinned from ear to ear, and Camila looked full of anticipation. I hoped they would still be able to smile when they saw my gift. At 6 in the evening, guests began arriving at the villa. Most were Emmett's friends and classmates, including Jackson Watson, the man Camila was having an affair with. I found the chef and arranged all the dishes, with dinner set to begin promptly at 7. I pulled Emmett to the wine cellar to get some wine, using the opportunity to tell him about Camila's affair. Emmett said in disbelief, Emma, that's impossible. Don't talk nonsense. Seeing Emmett's expression, I deliberately said in a voice loud enough for everyone to hear, Camila is having an affair. She brings men home to sleep with. Do you understand? Just like in my previous life, Emmett clearly didn't believe me. He paused for half a second, then grabbed Camila's arm as she was coming to call us for dinner and asked, Emma says you're having an affair. Is that true? Camila looked at Emmett in confusion, her eyes immediately welling up with tears. What are you saying? Emmett, I've been married to you for so many years. Don't you know what kind of person I am? You really haven't had an affair? Emmett looked suspicious. Camila swore, if I've had an affair, may heaven punish me. With just a few sentences, Camila successfully dispelled Emmett's doubts. It was the same in my previous life. As long as Camila acted hurt and swore an oath, Emmett's heart immediately sided with her. And no matter how I tried to defend myself, just because two black underwear that didn't belong to me or Declan appeared in my room, I was condemned by everyone. However, in this life, I would not let Camila off so easily. I stepped forward and said with a cold smile, Camila, how dare you say such things? Seeing me approach, Camila's already red eyes looked even more wronged. Emma, because you're Emmett's sister, I've always been respectful toward you and done as you said. I respect you, but how can you slander me like this? I said, I'm slandering you? How am I slandering you? It was ridiculous that she would accuse me of slander when I had seen everything with my own eyes. Camila took a deep breath, as if she had made some kind of decision, and said to me, do you really want to do this? I didn't want to say anything, but since you insist on slandering me today, I have no choice but to speak up. Hearing this, Emmett looked curious. Everyone who came to the birthday party gathered around after hearing the commotion, including Declan. Glancing at Declan, Camila pursed her lips and said to me, I could have pretended not to know about this and kept quiet, since we're all family. But I don't understand what I've done wrong to deserve such slander from you. You're sleeping with someone behind Declan's back, then accusing me of it. I know I'm not from a wealthy background, and you've always thought I wasn't good enough for Emmett, wanting us to divorce. But in all these years of marriage, I've always been faithful. You can't frame me for cheating just because you don't like me. After Camila finished speaking, she looked utterly wronged. Emmett and everyone around were shocked. Declan was stunned. Emma, you. All eyes moved back and forth between Declan and me, faces full of curiosity. Emmett pulled the nearly tearful Camila into his arms and comforted her. It's okay. I know you're not the one who cheated. Don't worry. I'll make sure justice is served. He then turned to glare at me and demanded, Emma, cheating is bad enough, but why would you frame Camila for it? I stared coldly at Emmett. I'm framing her? Open your eyes and look carefully. She still has kiss marks on her neck. Emmett suddenly remembered that Camila had been wearing turtleneck sweaters these past few days. Before Camila could react, he pulled down her sweater on the spot. Seeing the faint red marks all over her neck, Emmett froze. I'm allergic to mangoes. These marks are from accidentally touching mangoes a few days ago, Camila quickly explained as she noticed Emmett staring at her neck. Afraid he wouldn't believe her, she even rolled up her sleeves to show him the allergic reactions on her body. As she pulled up her sleeves, patches of red marks on Camila's skin were revealed. Sniffling, Camila said, Honey, you know I'm allergic to mangoes. I've been taking allergy medication these past few days, which is why I've been covering myself up with turtleneck sweaters. Hearing Camila's explanation, Emmett's anger immediately subsided. At this moment, Camila pretended to be unable to bear the humiliation and said to me, Emma, it seems you won't rest until you've pinned this on me. If that's the case, I'll have to bring out the evidence. Everyone attending the birthday party curiously followed Camila upstairs. Just like in my previous life, she rushed into my bedroom and headed straight for the closet. Then, she pulled out two pairs of black underwear and said, This is the evidence. Emma, these belong to the man you're cheating with, left in your room. Last time when you two were fooling around at home, I saw him leave without them. I wasn't going to say anything, but this time I really can't take it anymore. Holding the black underwear from my room, Camila put on a reluctant expression. Looking at the black underwear in Camila's hands, Emmett pointed directly at my nose with a disgusted face and said, The evidence is right here. What else do you have to say? I know you hate Camila. Ever since she came to our family, you've never liked her. But I never imagined you'd be so disgusting as to bring other men home and then accuse Camila. Hearing him say exactly the same words as in my previous life, I couldn't help but laugh. Emmett frowned. What are you laughing at? Looking at Declan, he said, Declan, why aren't you saying anything? Your wife brought another man home, and you're not angry? Camila shot me a challenging smile, as if to say, You're finished. Emmett and Camila were eagerly waiting for Declan to slap me, as no one could tolerate their spouse cheating. However, they were bound to be disappointed. Under their expectant gazes, Declan awkwardly said, Camila, those underwear are mine. Is there a problem? Camila was stunned and said, But you don't have black underwear, do you? How do you know what color underwear my husband wears? I interjected. Camila stammered, unable to say a word. Just then, a sudden cry came from the next room. What is this?